It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the first full week of trading for the month of September, and we brought in a mixed performance to the grains. Wheat finished a little bit on the softer side, while we saw strength continuing to push corn and soybeans. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Ag Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Ag Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, we wrapped up the first week of trading for September, and we brought a mixed performance into the grain markets. All the grains started off with some gains, and we're trading with some pretty good performance here, mainly because of weather concerns, production concerns, and the escalation in the war between Russia and Ukraine and the U.S. and Iran, as that even started to bubble back up again. But towards the end of the week, rumors or talks that Putin might be looking at some sort of peace talks with Ukraine sent the wheat market lower later in the week, especially on Wednesday, accelerating it on Thursday with official word coming from Putin that he would be willing to sit down with Ukraine and work out some sort of a peace deal. But it would only have to be working out between Ukraine and Russia. Well, that sent the wheat market a little bit into a spiral, pulled the corn off of its highs, but then we also saw some profit taking and some positioning ahead of the long weekend as traders evened up their positions as they went into the long weekend. Overall, what we're looking at, we continue to see weather and production concerns helping to support corn and soybeans well, and strong demand as we continue to see good exports for soybeans. Wheat, that struggled, though, because of the concerns that if the war does end, that it could open up and free up exports coming out of the Black Sea region. By the time the week ended, we did see Minneapolis wheat dropping close to 24 to 25 cents, while Chicago wheat was down 48 to 50 cents. Kansas City dropped 41 to 42 cents. As far as the corn market is concerned, we finished steady to up 1 cent. Soybeans were up 21 to 22 cents. Soybean meal gained $5 to $6. Soybean oil lost $1.80 to $1.90. And canola was steady to a dollar lower. In the meats, we actually saw not a bad performance this week, actually recovering a little bit. Live cattle finished about $1 on the higher side, while we gained $3 to $4 in the feeder cattle market. Hogs finished mainly steady. In the outside markets, crude oil picked up over $5. Gold lost $72. The dollar was down close to a half a cent, while the Dow Jones lost 95 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.